Good morning, this is KSUB. I just had to interrupt one of my favorite songs, but we are back with another language lesson. It's 8:55. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Right now you are listening to Billy and Esther, and we are going to teach you a little bit about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll divide this into two sections: grammar structure, vocabulary, and dialogue. And my friend Esther will start by explaining the grammar structure.
So first, we are going to talk about the tenses that Bahasa use in our daily language, and the tenses that we use is usually similar with how we use in English. And Bahasa word order is similar with English. In every sentence, there will be subject, verb, and object. And there are some tenses that Bahasa use in order to make clear the explanation of time. It is also similar with English tenses, but in Bahasa, we have the present tense, future tense, past tense, and other tenses. For example, I have to go to school every day, and it's in the present tense, and it means saya harus pergi ke sekolah setiap hari. And for the past tense, yesterday I went to school, and it means kemarin saya pergi ke sekolah. And the third tense is that English uses future tense, I will go to school next month. That means saya akan pergi ke sekolah bulan depan. And for the present progressive, I'm studying at school. That means saya sedang belajar di sekolah. And the last tense that I want to talk about is past perfect. 2 weeks ago, I had taken the math test. That means 2 minggu yang lalu, saya sudah ambil ulangan matematika.
Okay, in adjectives, adjectives in Indonesian are very difficult. Sometimes for Indonesian ourselves, we have to learn different kind of adjectives. For example, that thick book is my book. In Indonesian, it means buku yang tebal itu adalah buku saya. And for the second example, that red bag is my bag. In Indonesian, it means tas sekolah warna merah itu milik saya.
Let's move on to the preposition part. And different preposition have different meanings and function. There are 5 different prepositions that Indonesian people commonly use. So usually for place, we use in, on, and at, and Indonesia means di. For example, buku saya ada di meja. My book is on the table. The word ada means to exist. It placed before the di to indicate the existence. And then the second preposition is usually for person. And in English, it say at. And Indonesia means pada. Buku kamu ada di Vinesa. Your book is at Vinesa. This sound awkward because usually Americans say Vinesa has your book. And the third preposition is usually for place. And we use to. And in Indonesia we use ke. Saya pergi ke sekolah. In English is I go to school. Ke indicate the notion of the place. Pergi means to go. The fourth preposition is for a person. We use to, but in different meaning is kepada. Saya mau memberikan buku ini kepada kamu. I want to give this book to you. In Indonesian, for this notion of to, people cannot use the word ke, because it is better to use kepada. Then the last preposition that we use is for, and that stands for untuk. Buku ini untuk kamu. This book is for you. this word untuk is similar with for.
Okay, for pronouns, in Indonesian, objective and subjective are the same. In English, the word I, in if you translate it to Indonesia, it in formal language, it means saya. In informal language, means aku or gua. For English language, you, the formal for Indonesian is anda, and informal is kamu or lu. For he, she or it, formal language in Indonesia is beliau, and informal is dia. And for we, formal translation is kami, and informal translation is kita. For they, the informal translation is mereka, and informal is still mereka.
And then the last part in the grammar structure, we want to talk about the use for what, who, when, where, why, and how. In Indonesian, we also use 5 W and 1 H for asking some question. The function of each word is as same as what we use in English. So, for example, what stands for apa, who stands for siapa, when stands for kapan, where stands for dimana, why stands for mengapa, how stands for bagaimana.
Okay, we'll be moving on to the vocabulary section. The vocabulary words that we will teach you will be used in the dialogue. So listen carefully. Indonesian verbs never change depending on the tenses. However, English has different forms if the tenses are different. For example, studied, which is in past tense, and study in present tense. In Indonesian, we still use the word belajar for present and past. For example, buku means book, pencil means pencil, pen means pen, penghapus means eraser, guru means teacher, buku paket means textbook, sekolah means school, kelas means class, caturulan means quarter, nilai means grades, and jurusan means major, soal means problem. For the verb, menulis means write, belajar means study, berjuang means fight, menghitung means count, mendengar means hear, mengambil means take, berbicara means talk, melihat means see, pergi means go, lakukan means do, menikmati means enjoy, mulai means start. And we will go into the dialogue section.
Hello Billy, how's life going? In Indonesia that means hello Billy, bagaimana harimu?
Hello Esther, I am good, how about you? It means hello Esther, saya baik-baik saja, bagaimana dengan kamu?
I'm good too. By the way, how's school going? What's your major? So that means kabar saya baik. Ngomong-ngomong, bagaimana dengan sekolahmu? Jurusan apa yang kamu pilih?
I'm glad to hear that you're fine. My major is finance and I am attending Seattle University. I'm taking 4 classes this quarter. Means saya senang mendengar kalau kamu baik-baik saja. Jurusan kuliah saya adalah keuangan dan sekarang saya sekolah di Seattle University. Saya mengambil 4 kelas di satu bulan ini.
What 4 classes are you taking? And that means 4 kelas apa saja yang kamu ambil?
I'm taking 2 CLB classes. Finance 340, BUAD 100. How about you? What is your major? It means saya mengambil 2 kelas CLB. Keuangan 340 dan bisnis 100. Bagaimana dengan kamu?
So I'm taking the same classes as you, only the teacher are different. Saya juga mengambil kelas yang sama, tetapi berbeda gurunya.
I heard that the teacher is harsh, so the class seems harder. Saya dengar gurunya kejam, jadi kelasnya terlihat lebih susah.
True, that is why I have to fight and learn to get good grades. That means benar, karena itulah mengapa saya harus berjuang dan belajar untuk mendapat nilai bagus.
What do you do in that class? Do you calculate some in-class problems? Apa yang kamu lakukan di kelas? Apakah kamu menghitung beberapa soal?
Yes, I do. I calculate some business problems in the textbook. And do you do the same thing? That means, iya, saya melakukan itu dan soalnya dari buku paket. Apakah kamu melakukan hal yang sama?
No, I do not calculate anything from the textbook. By the way, I have to go to class. My class will start in a few minutes. It means, tidak, saya tidak menghitung apapun dari buku paket. Ngomong-ngomong, saya harus pergi ke kelas. Kelas saya akan dimulai beberapa menit lagi.
Okay, Billy, I will talk to you later then. Hope you enjoy your class. Hope to see you around the campus. That means, okay Billy, saya akan berbicara dengan Anda lain kali. Selamat menikmati kelas Anda. Semoga bisa melihat kamu di sekolah.
And that's the end of our class.
All right. Well, thank you very much. This is KSUB. You're listening to the student radio station of Seattle University. It's 9:07, and we'll be back with our next language lesson.